this weekend marks Chinese New Year. And joining me in the Suzy studio now, good morning, Luan.
Yeah, good morning.
And how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much for popping into the Suzy studio this morning. Now, you're Chinese. How long have you been living in England?
Oh, actually, I've just had my anniversary, 16th of anniversary.
Oh, 16 years.
Yes, on 21st of January.
Oh, so what brought you to England? Am I allowed to ask?
I was a teacher when I was in China, because there was a shortage of Mandarin teacher. I think lots of people would like their children to learn Mandarin, and it's quite a beautiful language to learn. So that's how I came here, to teach Mandarin in school.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Good for you. So it's Chinese New Year coming up this weekend. What does this mean to you?
Oh, it means everything. It's like Christmas to me, you know. It's the most important celebrations in our culture.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot going on within, say, London area. I do believe they have festivals and the Chinese dragon as well. What are you going to be celebrating for Chinese New Year this year?
Yeah, of course, every year, you know, I celebrate with my family. But when I used to live in London, we always used to go to Chinatown, Trafalgar Square.
Yeah.
But when we moved down, I think people started celebrating here in Surrey as well. It's like my son's school, and on Chinese New Year's Day, they normally have something Chinese for lunch. Mm-hmm. But this time, Chinese New Year's Day on 28th of January, so my son will be performing in Harlequin, and so we're going to watch his show, and that's how we spend Chinese New Year's Day. But then on Sunday, we probably will go to London, because we can feel more like celebrations there, the decorations, atmosphere in South Bank area.
So you say your son, William, he's going to be performing at the Harlequin. Is this to do with Chinese New Year, or is it something completely different?
I'm not sure, actually. Maybe it just coincidentally happened on that day.
So is he part of a drama group?
Yes, he's doing Latin dance.
Oh, amazing. Mm. Oh, well, so he's doing this on Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday lunchtime, also evening, and the tickets are sold out. So.
Oh, I should have known about that. Bless. So remind me, how old he is again?
Oh, he's nearly four and a half.
Oh, wow, and he's going to be up on stage.
Yes.
Wow, my son's seven, and he got the chance to go on stage recently, and he was like, no, I don't want to. Got to be really brave, I think, to do something like that. So, good, I hope it all goes well for him, bless
great.
Him.
That's great. It's going to be very special. It's Chinese New Year's Day, and we're going to watch him as well.
So what a way to celebrate.
I know, amazing.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So we have various celebrations of Chinese New Year over here in England. But how do they compare with the celebrations back in China?
Oh, they can't compare, because here's England. You know, we celebrate Chinese, we celebrate in our special way in China. So we have 15 days holiday.
Oh, wow.
At school, you know, you don't go to school, you don't go to work for 15 days, and all the TV channels will be talking about Chinese New Year. Everywhere you go, you see the lanterns, beautiful decorations, and we get together with family and friends, and we just enjoy love and celebration, and looking forward the new year ahead.
So I guess it's a little bit like our Christmas then, but you really, really celebrate. Like you say, you had the lanterns. So what does the dragon mean?
Dragon is a symbol of power.
Oh.
Actually, people really love their children to be born in the year of a dragon. So yes, dragon is really good. And so people, you know, love. My son was born the year of a dragon.
Uh-huh.
So lucky. But yes, dragon is means powerful, and also responsible, and very good meaning. But I think people could check online the year of dragon. Mm-hmm. What does that mean if you were born the year of dragon?
Oh.
But this year is the year of rooster.
Oh, right, so, yeah, I was going to say.
And rooster is also a good year. But that's why people tend to judge your character from the which year you were born, which is really interesting. You know, there are going to be lots of babies born in the year of a rooster. So, and then that means they are trustworthy people and they are responsible people. They keep timing, we then go somewhere. Yes. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yes, well, it says the
but
Chinese...
I don't really believe that, though. But,
oh, you know, okay.
If I had lived in China, I would...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, each to their own.
Yes.
But, I was going to say, there are quite a few animals in the Chinese calendar. Is it 12?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I did get that
yes.
right. 12 animals
yep.
mark the Chinese calendar, because each year is a different one. I was born in the year of the dog, and this year, if you say, it's the year of the rooster. But I know you're a little bit unsure of what to answer with this, because you said you could talk for quite some time. But yeah. What do these animals predict in the calendar?
So every animal means differently, and I think, you know, in the year of rat, because rat is the first animal,
yeah.
the head of all of those
right.
animals, and there's a story, actually ox should be first, but there was competition and the rat jumped on the top of the ox, and that's why
I heard
the rat won the competition, that's why he became head.
Ah.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. But every animal has got different meaning and has got different characters and stuff like that. I'm not so into it, but you could easily find it from internet and stuff like that. But, you know, one of my friends, she was born the year of pig, and when she was dating with her boyfriend was born the year of a dog, and the both parents would not agree they get married.
Oh, okay.
because that means they're going to fight for their whole life.
Oh,
but eventually
yeah.
they got married and they're having a very happy life, so that's why I don't believe this.
And I guess
yes.
it's like us and our zodiac signs, really.
Yes.
If you're born under Aries or Libra or something, some people really believe that's what you should be, and you can't mix with another zodiac sign. But I guess it's just each to their own, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. If you believe it, it might happen. But if you don't believe it, just, you know. But it's quite a nice traditional tale, you know, from that's Chinese culture. You know, it's quite important, the animals and stuff. We're talking about it all the time. Yes.
Well, Luanne, thank you very much for popping into the Susie studio this morning, and I wish you a very happy Chinese
thank
New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
And fingers crossed for William. I'm sure he'll do a fantastic show
thank
on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Luanne, who's Chinese but living in England, celebrating Chinese New Year, which is this Saturday, the 28th of January.
Sussex and Surrey's 103.4.
This year is the year of the rooster, and most Chinese people, or even if you're not Chinese, but still celebrate it, the traditional date, they still observe the traditional date. Now, this can fall. It's the Chinese lunar calendar and can fall any time between the 21st of January and the 20th of February. Now, according to Chinese calendar, we're at the end of the year of the monkey, but most specifically the fire monkey. Now, if you're born in 1956 or last year in 2016, if you had a baby, your character is ambitious, adventurous and irritable. Sounds a little bit like me, actually. 2017 then symbolises the year of the rooster. Those born in 1957 or this year, if you're having a baby in 2017, it's the fire roosters, who are said to be trustworthy, responsible at work and have a strong sense of timekeeping. Now, roosters are said to be the most motivated animal in the Chinese zodiac and make their careers a priority. They are hardworking and they're able to deal with a variety of jobs due to their multiple talents. Does that sound like you? If you're a rooster, you're well suited to become a journalist, a salesperson, a hairdresser, a soldier, surgeon, or even a security guard. Roosters who have taken the initiative will make good career achievements in the upcoming year, which will make up for the fickle finances from the previous year of the monkey. Oh dear. The official Chinese New Year, as I said, is Saturday. This Saturday, the 28th of January. And this will see many people wearing new clothes from head to toe. Now, this symbolises a new start and fresh hopes for the new year. Now, the lucky colour is red. And other bright colours will also be worn to go with the upbeat and festival food. There's also the dragon and the lion dances that will be performed, as is traditionally believed that these dances are a way to pray for good luck and drive away evil spirits. So if you're celebrating Chinese New Year this weekend, well, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year of the Rooster to you.